Sunday, Parsha Shlach Lecha, Shkapshuim B'Wise Bot.
So Rashi says, Lomar Nismach or Parshas Miriam,
Rashi or Parshas Miriam. Rashi has a Parshat. Why were the two Parshas next to each other?
So Rashi says, what's Rashi's telling us? That's an interesting answer. Rashi says, Lama nisuch ha-parash marag na-parash ha-mirin, if she locks on this kid, tibur sh'tibur v'achio. She got punished for speaking about her brother. Roshayim ha-lalu, rov le-lachu musa. These Roshayim saw, and didn't matter it. So that's the Matsyo, what's the connection? They spoke about a person. Of course you must not sure about a person. How do you know from there it must be about land? Maybe catch this, actually. Yeah, Kasha. Kind of watch their letter, how do you know? So many Tirusim. He gave a Teresa. I can't remember what his Teresa was. Oh, yeah. He was saying that when they came back and said that we can't take over this land, so they were keep saying that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have had a Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can do it. They were being coped with Moshe Rabbeinu, actually. They were saying Moshe Rabbeinu must have made this whole story up. It's impossible for us to be able to come to the land. And I said Moshe Rabbeinu could never ever heard this nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's what happened. That's they were attacking Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the same exactly as what happened with the that's what he wanted. There's not too much discussion. That's your question. Okay, everybody, Sai. That's it for starts. That was just a bonus. Let's make a quick recap with that last time. Last time we speak about joining for Mezuman when the people can't eat. I look at your card, I've got your case here. We were talking about joining when you're having different food items. So we said the Shulchan Aruch says that you can join together if, for example, what was the Shulchan Aruch's case again about milky and meat, yeah? Kutzari Vov Siv Gimel. Kutzari Vov Siv Gimel. It says that two people eating meat, let's say, and one person is eating milk, where you can join together, then that's okay. You can make a mezuman together. It's called Sayyid Vav Sif Gimel. Shlosh Amke Echad, this is a case a bit different. Echad Nizam Apas Achum, Echad Ein Nizam. So the person who's not careful, he can join with the person who is careful. Yeah? So as long as you've got people who can join, all three people must be able to join together. That's the Nakuda. All three must be able to join.
Each.
Yeah. There has to be at least the three we can join together. So let's say, for example, we've got another case over here. What's the case of the Mishavura here? Who I think is Echad Oichel Cholov, Oikabina, Vashnaim Bosa. One had milk and two had Bosa. So the one who had milk joined with the two had Bosa. So your case is no good because they can't join with each other. Your case was you've got one person who's a Kohen and he's Chumah, one is Makbid on Pas Yisroel, and one who has Pas Akum. So the Pas Akum can join with the other two with another one. He can join with the other one and yes, there's no good.
The Kohen can also join with one.
Yeah, that's no good. You need to be able to have all three joined together. The case of the milk, you've got one person, two people eating meat, one person eating milk. The people who are eating milk can join with the two eating meat, so you've got three together.
So one person can eat with everybody else.
What?
At least one person who can eat together
with the other two. Yeah, that's what you mean, yeah. Yeah. So we spoke about this last time, I said milky meat, and the flesh can be and I said, so we said last time, halachas, generally speaking, that a pasta in the middle of the table, you can't use, both, you can't eat that bread. It's a problem. If someone's having a milky meal and someone's having a fleishig meal, and they have pus on the table, which has been touched by the people, so that you can't join. So either you join together at the beginning of the meal, let's say, you each have a bit of pus together, or at the end of the meal, or even during the middle of the meal, you bring some other bread in which hasn't been touched, and you can do that as well. It's also good. Yeah, that's what we said last time. Okay, Basa Cholov. I just wanted to say, he's about quite a few shayas. We spoke about matzahs. The mice are masses past. I don't know, I was with a few people, the mice are, I don't know, some people wouldn't touch it, some people would, I don't know. Let's just have a look at, where's it? Kufsari Gimel. Kufsari Vov Siv Gimel. So he speaks about it over here. What? But there might be, the mice, there might be, they wouldn't have it, that's the thing. Well, I said, those who never have matzahs, they won't have the machine matzahs. They have machine matzahs. Some people, a lot of people would. But those who are having machine matzahs wouldn't have the hand matzahs. That's a problem. So I said to you last time, I said, if we stuck without any matzahs for Satan, they would have it. It's true, it's not going to help you at all, because now they're not stuck. Now they're not going to eat that meal. So now they're going to have a problem, they can't enjoy it. Even though it's potatoes, chumra maybe, mice are not having it because of that reason. So that, I'm not going to help you at all. The mice are not having it. Once they don't have it, that's the problem. He says, "Only because I was too much, mishtap v'sudah." He says, "Pesach could be a problem." He brings a yishuv actually to this, even though some people say it. Some people say what you're saying. It's chumrus ba'alma. I think we spoke about this last time. It was also very interesting. The master, someone's allergic. Let's say you got people who are gluten free; they can't have wheat matzahs. What? Yeah, but let's say we're at the table, someone's having wheat matzahs, and now one's having gluten-free matzahs.
You can eat gluten-free.
Oh, so the wheat matzahs can join the gluten-free ones, and gluten-free can't join. So we said, ideally, that person should be in the mazaman. That should be in the mazaman. Unless it's a kohen, we said that might be different. Yeah?
One is some shriyas.
What?
It's some kind of shriyas. It doesn't really have to have a vegan.
What's vegan?
What's vegan? Vegan is a complicated part of Moshi. If he's mapping, if he doesn't want to join from there, he doesn't want to have it. He doesn't want to have it, he can't join. He's got his own shagas, so if he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it.
He's mapping not to have it.
And I don't know why, you're talking even easier. On a hechsher, let's say for example, this person is mapping, he does not have this hechsher.
No, I'm not talking shagas. It could be essence of human. No, but
essence of shagas. Yeah, if he's mapping not to have it, what's the difference? At the end of the day, he's not, you can't even serve. I think that this year tonight was done. I must tell you, someone told me to shower, so I was looking for a long, long time for the shower. I just found it before. I'll tell you what happened. Someone told me, he was at a simcha, either a chasna or a shower was. And it was a chabad someone to make a mezuzah. So the person, he made a mezuzah, shame Hashem, everything's alright. In the middle of benching, he just realized he's not eating any pus or anything else at the meal.
Didn't even wash.
Guchala?
Yeah, Guchala.
You hear what happens? He's in the middle of benching, and he realizes now he's not even stuck in the meal.
Why isn't
he
stuck
in
the meal?
What? Let's say, okay, let's say, wants to let's say he did. Let's say he had some kegel motion. He joined a bit of the meal, but he did not have pus. And he's led the service now, the Muslim. And what happens now? I looked for a long time for this question, actually. I wasn't sure what a shayla is, really. I mean, but the question is, has the mezuzah been finished now? They've all answered, but it was no good, that mezuzah, pastures. What? Oh, so the shayla. Can you be yetzah, because I'm Muslim on cake?
Cakes better.
Cakes better. Yeah, well, it could be quite a lot of people who eat it, but yeah. Yeah, I hear it could be, that's better, maybe. I mean, what's keto though, yeah, that's fine. Keto chocolate, you didn't have enough cake. So again, we've got to be certain out of here, so I'm going to take there's a few interesting questions. We'll come back to the blockchain. Just before I came here, I found someone who speaks about this, actually, a similar shayla. It's a very interesting shayla, I mean, it can happen. First, you get the keto of being the zaman, you don't refuse that so quick. And then, you know, you just realise afterwards that you've not even eaten anything. Oh, let's say you've eaten kegel, but you've not washed your bread. You've not had pus. So let's start from the beginning. Let's start with a few other cases, first of all. I forgot to mention this last time. Well, I didn't mention this last time, actually, but... we spoke about last time. What our shadow was last time is... Let's say three people made a mistake. Let's get the case right, first of all. What happens if on Friday night, let's start with a few mistakes. A Friday night, three people bench. With the Muslim. And I forgot to say, all three of them.
So why can't they go back to when
they
start again?
Oh, why was she? So I start betting again, yeah? So that's the Muslim again. So we said last time, no, Pashto's not me, it's a Kiddush, actually, it's the bench. Okay, that's a shayla how this worked. Well, that's what we said last time. Not so posh, but I might say that's what came out. That's what we said. That was shayla number one. Number two is also, this is the halacha of Kostari Beis, see Beis, in Shulchan Aruch. Kostari Beis, see Beis. This also can be quite common. In Torah, Ham and Zaman, we're talking about 10 for the time being. We're talking about Mazum and a 10. Now, why am I going to get a silly here? Moshe just gets a silly. Let's say the Mazaman made the mistake. So, Maisa, why am I Moshe normally when you make Mazum? You say a whole piece over here. Why was Torah, Ham and Zaman, Basora, Vo'oinim, Veloy is still the king? They missed out on the king. So the Maestro, the Zaman starts Rabbi Nishtim, the Redshim, he says, I'm worried about what's going on. They answered without Hashem's name, and he answers three parts really, yeah? There's him saying, Rabbi Nishtim, you say, I'm worried about what's going on. Then he says, the Shushman Rosh, and the Vorach Shachal Mishloi. Let's call that part one. He missed out on the king there, that's what he should have said on the king. Number two is they answer, Vorach and the king, Shachal Mishloi, but they missed out. Part two, they missed out. They said, Vorach Shachal Mishloi. And number three is he said he answered back, Borosha Khan. So three parts of saying Elokeinu. Number one is the Mazamin says Elokeinu. Yeah? Bishus Moran, Rabbi said the Borosha Elokeinu. That's number one. Number two, part two is where the Onim answer back Elokeinu. And part three, Moshi, is where the Mazamin goes back and says Elokeinu. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch case, it's talking about you missed out all three cases, no Elokeinu was said. And they realize afterwards. On that, the Mechaber says, Einon Yechorim Lachzer, they cannot go back. That's the end of it. They've lost it. Since everything's been finished off, they've done the Zimon. But the Eved, you are Yotzer, your Zimon, without saying Hashem's name. But that is part one. Part two, the Mishnah Berurah is down over here. And Mishnah Berurah says it actually, but the Eved, Yotzu, the Zimon, below Shem. They are Yotzer without saying Hashem's name. It works. The Eved, it works. The other case, I want to get in order here, number two, I've got over here is number two, is the Mazamin forgot Hashem's name. That means in part one, when he sort of said, he should have said, he missed out on the Canaan.
How did he
miss out? He forgot. He forgot. He forgot. He said, Nabor Shachan Shoy, but the Onim, the answerers, answered Baruch Hel Canaan. That is case number two. Then he can repeat Hashem's name. When he says it's part three, he can say Hashem's name. Yeah, that's part three. Now, what happens? This is an interesting one here. First two parts of Hashem's name was said. So he said, they answered, and now he chaps, he forgot Elokeinu for part three. Yeah. But part three, he forgot Elokeinu.
He's realized.
He wants to know, can you say Elokeinu now? Again, he's missed out part one. The Mazamin in part one missed out Elokeinu. The only when they answer back missed out Elokeinu. Now the Mazamin wants to go over and he wants to say Elokeinu. Can he do that? Says the Mishnah Berurah here. This case over here, the third time, the Mizamin is number three, where they missed out. Can he say now Hashem's name? Yes, there's been Achroin. This is the Machlok Ben Achroinim. I am a Shad Shur. So this is the question, what to do? Now, it looks like when you've got a Sophic in this, what would you say about you say, got a Sophic, what to do?
No.
Can't say it. It's a Shad Shur thing. So the Chayr, in this case, you can't say it. The Chayr. That's what should come out. That in such a case, you've got a Sophic, what to do. So again, part one and part two was missed out in the kingdom. And part three, if he's chut before he says part three, when he answers, Mazan wants to go back and repeat it. He realizes he missed out in the kingdom. Can he go back? Can he go and say the kingdom to Machlokes, the Poskim? It looks like from the Poskim that if it's a Sophic, You can't, as a Sufik, say Hashem's name.
Is there such thing as a Brochel Atal when it comes to Zimun? So you broke the king without having actual Zimun as a Brochel Atal?
Why not? Don't say Hashem, because Brochel Atal Hashem. Why should it be different? They say Sod Brochel Atal, that's what the Poshim seems to bring down over here, Sod Brochel Atal. It looks like it's a Shah saying Hashem's name for no reason. That's what it looks like. Very, very interesting, yeah.
So you said that if it's not been said the first two times,
There's three times you say Al-Kadim. Yes. You say, but the Mezamin, the one leading the service, he says, Bishus Moron Rabbi Yisrael Nevorach Al-Kadim Shacham Shloi. That's, you got it there?
Yes.
He says it in part, that's the first time you mention Al-Kadim. Then you've got Boruch Al-Kadim Shacham Shloi, that's him. So we're talking about those two times no Al-Kadim was said.
Yes.
But now he's hot, what's going on?
Yes.
So can he say the third time, can he now say Al-Kadim?
What would be your problem if
he's... Because maybe it's no good. Maybe since most of the Zimun has been done without Al-Kadim, you've ruined it. You can't say it. That's clear. If you said all three without Al-Kadim, you can't go back and say Al-Kadim. If you missed out all three of Al-Kadim, you can't go back. So now the question is that since the two have been said, maybe that's really...
Yeah, but why can't, when he tops it, why can't they say, oh, but they haven't said Hashem yet?
Start from the beginning again.
Why can't they?
First of all, they
could be the Ben Yotzer. By them saying no word, maybe the Ben Yotzer.
And then we can't say it again.
Yeah, then it could be you can't say it again. Sorry?
I'm just saying to him, they've done the Zimun already.
Yeah, that's right. Could be, but the Ben Yotzer, the Zimun already. Could be it's too late to go back. Is that what Shai Chuba says? How much Shai Chuba says that?
The third time he cannot say it, could it be he's like the one who said it first?
Sorry, so I would say the shrug of five. Sorry, I missed you. The shrug of five. Sorry, what did you say?
What would be the issue for the third one? In the third one, because it's supposed to be the same. Supposed to say the same as the other.
I'm not sure if that's the reason, but it could be like you just said. It could be Bidi Eved. They're already being yotzer their Zimun. When the two number two answered without Elikenu, that's the people listening answered without Elikenu. They've been yotzer Mezumen.
Yes, I understand. But the Mezamen, is he yotzer because everyone has said it, or he still has to
but
say
it? But the Eben you're yotzer if you don't say Hashem's name. Besides what you can do. It could be if the two have already done it, if the one and two have been done without Hashem's name, it's too late now to make Hashem's name.
What's the loss? How come?
They've been yotzer already without Hashem's name. Hmm? They've been yotzer without saying Hashem's name. Maybe the Eben has already been chal Zimun.
Yes, in that case, it's not worthwhile for the Mezamen to say Hashem's name.
No. It can't be, because it's not the same as what they're answering. It's not the same as what they're answering. It's not the same.
It's the same. Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, okay. So this Shaila I asked you before, I thought it was very, very interesting. So again, I think the Shaila happened. A true story, apparently. Someone went to a Hasna, a Sherblock, he's told me, what does that mean? And they gave someone very Mechubah to lead the service, Moshi.
Yeah.
The person was Mezamen. He did the Zimun. And in the middle of benching, the guy realized he's not eating any bread.
So what does he do?
That's a shayla. Let's say Akiva, right? So the maestro is amazing shayla now. First of all, can the mezamun be someone who's not eating bread?
So why didn't he wash it?
Moshi also didn't wash. Good kasha, Moshi. That is a kasha cut. He was in a rush. There was in a rush, Moshi. He couldn't. He didn't know.
Why didn't he wash first and then bench? Why didn't he?
Yeah, good kasha, Moshi. That's a question. But here, Rabbi said, is it clear? Everyone got a riot. Does it have to be that a person with being
mezamen
has to eat pus?
Yeah, because
he
first
broke
off benching.
What?
That's
maybe
the first
broke off
benching.
What about the first
broke off benching? That's could be the Chatchila, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, could be. But is there a full shalach about this? So, one minute, let me see. So, this is in Kufsa Yizayin. You're right, man. Kufsa Yizayin is base. Kusai Zion Sea Base, the Machaber says, Kusai Zion Sea Base. I've got a much scope. Oh, so it said you're not even start with people in the Mezumah. The Machaber says you can eat, people who are eating and drinking, they all join. Says the Machaber, who shiya mavorech echad ma'och rapas. The mavorech has to be something you can breathe. Yeah? So if the Chayyim from here, I thought, oh, that's a problem. That's a nice guy. He's going to have a problem, this guy. What's going to happen? So the Mishnah Brewer said, Kimishu Moitzi's Chavir Mechzah Mosman Chomit Feitz. More strictly, he has to be the Moitzi. So quite a problem. Then I saw the Chavnish says that by 10, it could be even someone who didn't eat pas in the last few weeks. Now, he's heard it with Mishmur, he's already passed, we're talking about 10 over here, yeah? But the Chavnish says that this whole din is only lachatchila. I haven't got Lashon in front of me, but the Chavnish says that this whole din, that the person who's mezamen has to eat pas, could be only, is only talking about lachatchila, if I can find the Lashon here. I mean, he quotes here, not mamish, this is not mamish a thing. If he said, Kosma Hazanish, Shabazimun Hasorah, Shabazimun Hasimun Hurak and the Vorech, according to many shittas that you don't have to do the whole Hazanah Sakoil, could be just enough till Vorech. Yishtan Adem, and look at the service, I show you somewhere in the history of Ochel Pasm, Zayn Hashem. Sorry, it's allowed to be the one Mazamin. That comes out a bit hilly. If that's true, then the Chayr, the bench you were into it.
Then including him or?
No, I think it's nine plus one. So if that's the case, I mean, at least make the Sofet Brochus, so you can't repeat the bench in the Chayr. If you go with the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Pashas Masses is no good, yeah? So I don't know what happens according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's a good shot. I don't know what happens according to the Mishnah Berurah that you need the person who ate bread in the Zaman. I don't know what happens. The Maisa, they answered Zimun. All these people answered the Zimun. But the person that was no Mazamin, the Mazamin is no good. So if anyone gets a riot that way, so if anyone can find the Maramokum for me, according to the Mishnah Berurah, again, the Shaila is according to Mishnah Berurah says that the person who makes the Mazuman must be eating pas. What happens at a chasna or a shevabrov is anywhere when you give someone a mechuba to lead the service and he benches, he makes the mezuman, he leads the service, and halfway through benching or after benching, he realizes he didn't need any pas. Do you have to repeat the zimun or is it b'di'evet okay? Boys have some homework to do, please let me know if you find an answer, right? All right. No.